This is the Composer's Datebook for December 22nd. I'm John Zeck. Today is the anniversary of one of the most famous concerts in musical history. At Vienna's Theater an der Wien on this day in 1808, an all-Beethoven concert was presented with the composer himself, featured as both conductor and piano soloist. The program included the premieres of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, and the Fourth Piano Concerto was also on the program, along with additional piano and vocal selections, including portions of Beethoven's Mass in C. At the last moment, Beethoven felt that this might still not be quite enough music, so considering the forces he had already booked, he hastily composed his Choral Fantasy, a work that begins with a solo piano, then adds full orchestra and chorus to the mix. The concert began at 6:30 p.m. and lasted over 4 hours. Contemporary reviews were mixed, but apparently Beethoven's Fifth proved popular with its first-night audience and didn't take long to become one of classical music's greatest hits. A less successful symphonic work had its premiere on this day in 1960, when Charles Munch conducted the Boston Symphony in the first performance of D.A. Natale by the American composer Samuel Barber. This orchestral piece uses familiar Christmas carols as themes, which are treated to a series of variations. Barber later expressed his own dissatisfaction with this score, and he withdrew it, but recycled his variations on Silent Night as a separate piece for solo organ. If you'd like to receive our daily e-newsletter, you can sign up at our website, composersdatebook.org. The Composer's Datebook is produced by American Public Media in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.